It has not been a good night for Gurakan Tanahai, and now they've lost their top man. Has Mahathir, he's run out of road.
Yeah, you know, maybe part of it was the voters thinking he really should just rest. And so perhaps it was a sympathy vote for him to retire. It could be that. Or it could be, you know, they prefer much younger voters, and because he is quite elderly, the others, even though they are also not Syed Saddiq's age, they're still younger in comparison. So perhaps this was them. I've heard, you know, rural voters, they tend to say things like, he's so old, he should, you know, spend time with his grandchildren, and he doesn't need to do this anymore. So maybe there was that as well, like, you know, it's time for you to rest. Mm. We'll let somebody else do the battle.
Well, he is 97 years old. I remember when we were all sat here back in 2018, and he sort of led the opposition to victory. We were all astounded at 3 o'clock in the morning when he was sort of making that sort of victory announcement. It almost seems almost sad in a way to sort of go out in a whimper in this sort of election. Didn't even, you know, has to, he's going to lose his deposit as well. It just seems sort of an end of an era, I suppose.
An end of an era, and I also think quite ironic and difficult in the sense that also he's very closely associated with Kedah and specifically with Langkawi. So when he was prime minister the first time, actually after the KL federal territory, Kedah got a lot of development expenditure, and he was really the one kind of trying to develop Langkawi as an international destination. And that was, I guess, behind the thinking why he chose that seat. So as you said, given that he came last and such a small percentage of the vote, really must be quite difficult.
Well, Steve, as you said, 4 years ago when we were here in this studio, we said at that time, don't count him out. He was 93 then anyway. He romped home to victory, you know, leading that coalition to Putrajaya. The thing about Langkawi as well, times have changed. The landscape has changed. We've had COVID-19. There has been some anger. I mean, I know you were saying, Serena, about maybe that there was a sympathy vote here to sort of deliberately retire him. But tourism took a huge blow in Langkawi. I think there was a lot of pain in that district over the past 2 years. It could have also, you know, he could have sort of suffered in the vote count from that as well.
Yeah, it's possible. But, you know, across Malaysia, tourism is still not really recovering, right? So it hit a lot of people really badly.
And so, but that's all that Langkawi
across the board,
does.
Yeah.
It's the principal source of income for Langkawi, though.
Yeah, so I guess they're hoping that, you know, these other parties that are there would be able to have better connections. You know, there were promises of new developments that were coming up, and perhaps they're hoping that this will take it forward. Mm. But I think the other thing to consider is that GTA has suffering across the board. So if you look at all the other Pejuang candidates, they're not doing well. Even Mukris is suffering. So this perhaps is an indication that the Mahathir legacy, the Mahathir name, is really about to go into full retirement. And we are really moving on to a whole new era in Malaysian politics.
Before we move on from Mahathir, though, his career, you know, it goes back decades. What do you think he'll be remembered for?
Well, I guess industrialization, right? So his was the flip between emphasizing agricultural sector and then going into industrialization, manufacturing and all of that. For me, I always remember him as the person who said that if you don't do the switch from farming and fishing, then you're lazy, right? Because he was pushing through that move to factories and all of this. And he also stood for the NEP, as far as for me personally, right? So he put into place with the other politicians at that time this whole Bumiputra policy, which has often been taken out of context. Mm-hmm. So he's done a lot of good in developing Malaysia, as Francis said, especially for Kedah and all of that. But there have been some repercussions from that perhaps he also didn't expect when he put it all into place.
Yeah, and I would just compliment that with, if you look at the physical landscape in and around KL, of course, his name is written on it, from the Petronas Twin Towers to, you know, multimedia super corridor and so forth. So that, I think, you know, will continue. You will be able to see that in 20 years. But the other thing is that he also centralized a lot of power in the office of the UMNO party president. And I think when we go back to the whole, you know, Najib Razak, the whole position and discussion around Zahid Hamidi today, I think that has a lot to do with the decisions he made when he was in UMNO. Mm.